Pistols put holes in people. Rifles put holes through people. Shotguns at the right range with the right load will physically remove a chunk of off your opponent and throw that on the floor, and you'll have to get someone to come in and clean that up with a shovel. Hey guys, we're the Hard Time Strongman Podcast, sharing up a bear class of man, and today we are talking about shotguns.
We're talking about war crime sticks.
We're talking about, this is my boomstick. Like, what else do you want? This is...
I love it.
So beautiful. Just
talking about the weapon.
It's hard to have... It's hard to have a favorite gun. But the concept of a shotgun is the most masculine thing I can think of. Just like, I am just shoving whatever the hell I can find in front of a propellant, and then I'm going to literally rip you in half. Because screw you. There's like five moving parts. They can fit in my hand. Like, that... It's so awesome.
Like, so one of my favorite things about doing EIB train up was actually the disassembly, reassembling, and functions check of the shotgun.
Of the Mossberg 500, that baby. Yeah.
So much fun. And you know what? I'm going to say this now. I wish Kyle Rittenhouse would have used a fucking shotgun on that pedophile, because there wouldn't have been a body to clean up.
I was going to say, there wouldn't have been an arm left.
Correct.
Like, you know what? That's the ultimate, like, hey, sorry, you fucked around. You lost the privilege of having an arm. Like,
yes.
Sucks to suck, nerd. I mean, bye.
He blew his bicep off, which is hilarious enough, but...
I know, but just, like, to physically remove it and be like, you can't have this anymore, and then throw it somewhere else, like, that's justice to me.
Who was it? Oh. Did you see this? The armor company, I think it was like AR-500. What the hell was...
The steel plate company?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was AR-500. They did a Kyle Rittenhouse package.
Nice. I love it.
They've gotten super base, dude. Like, it's crazy.
Oh, man, I wish I remembered the dude's handle on IG, but I'm following a guy right now on the company IG who's developing a like a modern day chainmail like dragon skin type thing with it's like Kevlar and like poly, but it's in hex, and he's like testing it. He's like, this is 9mm and it's like doing nothing. I was like, oh, you're onto something.
Like, well, wasn't he 3D printing that?
Yes he was.
That is awesome. So the company that did it is their handle on IG is AR Body Armor, and it's their Armored Republic.
Nice.
It's funny too, because oh my god, they've been fielding a bunch of crap. So they have changed their bio to ultra right Christian nationalists. Nice. The majority of what they put out is steel plates. I don't think they actually put out any ceramic.
I don't think so. Which I don't agree with the steel plates at all, but...
Yeah, you know, I mean...
For a meme, go for it.
Yeah, I get the point, you know. And you're right, for the meme, it's, you know, good stuff, but...
If I hear of anyone actually trying to run steel plates as armor, I'm going to make fun of you. Like, to your face.
Yeah,
I'm a drag you. My buddy tried. He showed me. He's like, "Oh, look at this sale." And I was like, "I'm gonna make fun of you. Like, I'll never let it go, because your face and your groin are gone." Like
I get it. It's yeah, exactly. That's what I was gonna get at. Like, I get it. Like, the steel plate is gonna last for multiple shots, but the spall is going to literally rip off your face, your arms, and your nuts.
And I mean, you get a
anti-spall stuff, but like, it's steel, dude. It's still gonna spall.
Anti-spall, you're gonna get a free circumcision. Like, no.
You're gonna get a free castration is what you're gonna get.
But anyway, we got off topic again.
I digress. Yes. We went on.
Why do we side quest all the time? Dang it.
Because it's fun. And they're here for the adventure.
What else?
Freaking
why else would you be following us if you don't want to go on an adventure with us? Today we're talking about shotguns.
Today we're talking about shotguns.
Yes. A shotgun. What we mean by that, you know, like we said, Skyrodon, boomstick, war crime stick, trench gun. It's typically a smooth bore firearm capable of firing multiple projectiles or shot from a single pull of the trigger from a single shot. And it's a beautiful piece of machinery is what it is. Why do we like it? They're versatile, they're modular, they are strong as hell, and they're resilient. Like we talked about, I can literally hold all of the pieces, like the itty bitty pieces of a Mossberg 500 in my hand. Like, super simple, straightforward, and yeah, no nonsense. Once again, the quote from Thunder Ranch, I mean, you were physically removing like pieces off of people, and I don't know what else you want with it. I don't know what else you could ask for.
You know what I'm waiting on? I'm waiting on shotguns to make an appearance in Ukraine. It's trench warfare.
Pretty sure they already have. Have they not?
It's, I don't know. The majority of what I see is nothing but ARs and drones and fucking exploding. Speaking of terrifying, like war crime sticks alone.
Did I send you that?
Terrifying.
The one that was the palm size one at that conference.
Yes. Went through the thing's head.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. New fear.
Terrifying. Terrifying. But the terrifying one was the footage of the drone that was actually playing with the Russian soldier, chasing him around the disabled vehicle before finally running into him. That's, bro, I'm terrified.
No, the worst videos I've seen are where their dude's just like in a trench or in cover, and then you hear the and it's just like, where is it? And I'm just thinking it's something the size of my freaking fist. Like just flying around strapped with plastic explosives. It's like, nah, screw that. That sucks. What a crappy way to die. Ugh.
Yeah.
Back on topic again. We are so good at side questing. So, quick history of shotguns. So, been around since the 17th century. The good old blunderbuss. All right. Muzzleloads. The Civil War. The Wild West. Two World Wars. The trench gun. Like, and on and up. It's, you know what, if you find a good system, why would you change it? We don't have to reinvent the wheel.
No. You know, they're so simple too. I mean, there, don't get me wrong, there's been tons of technological innovations. I mean, we went from using
blunderbuss,
which was a flintlock, we went to semi-auto or pump, we went to semi-auto, we went to full auto, like,
just, well, I mean,
or no, I mean, hell, we even had what, lever actions.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, we'll talk about it, but like you said, ambitious. So think about, so the blunderbuss to a Kel-Tec KSG.
Oh God.
Like, it's insane. And you know, we're constantly perfecting ways to kill people, but you know, just the, but the idea, the idea is sound enough that people are just like, okay, I like this. Let's keep that, but make it easier. And that's all it is. So I mean, literally a shotgun, shotgun by definition, you're shooting multiple projectiles, you know, quote unquote shot, every time the weapon's fired, right? So the spreading of that shot, you know, the projectile as it goes out the barrel downrange, allows the shooter to, you know, have an easier time of hitting where their target is, right? So instead of having one single projectile having to be, you know, super accurate to hit that, you have a little bit more of a, you know, a grace period, a little, you know, room for error. So that makes it really good for, you know, shooting, you know, small moving targets or hitting one target more.
Putting gigantic holes in said target or just shredding it. Yep.
Into nothing.
Commonly. So, yeah. Most often shotguns are used in hunting, whether it be birds or fowl, deer. Yeah. We've been talking about them in warfare. I mean, trench guns. 19-year-old American in the trenches is carrying a freaking war crime stick, just slam firing down the trenches and killing a bunch of Germans. Nothing. Bro, I freaking love the idea of slam firing. It's awesome.
Oh my gosh, man.
Anyway,
you know what? If you want to die for your country, like, Yeah, that 19-year-old can make it happen.
I mean, just imagine slam firing with dragon's breath.
Golly.
Can you just imagine that? Like, you don't even know what's going on. You know there's a charge going on. You're just sitting in the American side of the trench. You don't have to go on the charge. And next thing you know, you see the knight just, like, light up with just...
Dude. Boom, boom, boom. Just, I remember, boom, like, working in the armory. Firing. I just remember working in the armory. Every time I picked up one of the Monster 5 and just one of the shotguns off the rack, I just heard blood on the risers. Like, every time I picked up, I was like, that's fucking weird. Like, huh.
Where's that coming from? Oh
no, yeah. Warfare, law enforcement, self-defense, warfare. Sport. I mean, it's so much freaking fun. Like, I was so excited to make this episode because shotguns are just fun. They're just fun to shoot.
So, like, what was your first introduction to shotguns? Like, how old were you? Where was it? What run me through that.
Oh, dude, I was a kid. It was probably just shooting with my old man. Like, because we had... So, you know, I grew up in Oregon. We had, you know, public land. So just like logging trails that we would go out on, and we would just find a giant pile of gravel and we're like, well, this is it today. And my dad just has old as hell Mossberg 500, hasn't done anything to it. You know, he's a boomer, bless his heart, love him to death, but he just oils the thing. Like, that's it. And cleans it. And it's still just chugging away. Yeah. And so we'd, like, when we go out hunting, we would just throw that in with the OT6 or the, what? I grew up using a 270. But we'd hunt quail. Like, if we just had time, we'd just stop by, boom, do, you know, go through our day. So just, like, everyday stuff. And then, like, hunter safety, and, you know, that was about it. I didn't really get too much into shotguns.
So my first exposure was when I was still on the farm. I was probably six or seven, and I can't remember the make or model number of the shotgun. I know it was a pump. And
what did muzzle taste like?
Tasted like shit this time. Anyway, so it was the model was new enough to where it had the flip safety on the trigger.
Oh, yeah.
And my grandfather was, we'd had problems with coyotes. So we were out there just kind of like looking around, see if we could find any. Cause I mean, shit, it was corn season. We didn't want him getting anywhere around the barn or any of the wildlife that we had, or wildlife, but the farm animals that we had. So we're out there in the field and I'm carrying it. He's like, hey, is that unsafe? I was like, yeah. Yeah, like I can see the red, so that means safe, right? He said, hey, let me see it. Boom, just pulls the trigger, fires it straight into the ground. I'm deaf, and he just hands it back to me. I'm like, well, I guess not. Click, put it back on safe. Like, Jesus, you could have just said no.
But it stuck, didn't it?
It did. Red means dead. I never forgot that after that.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
Oh man, or me and my cousin getting into mischief. Like, he grew up on the coast, and so we'd go out there, then like we'd be over by the bay, and he'd be just like, hey man, you want to go shoot? We just shoot out into the bay, like residential house on the other side. I was like, oh no.
Fuck that fish. Fuck that fish. And fuck that fish over there.
Just screw everything in this general direction.
Yeah. I love it. Oh my god.
Oh. But you alluded to types, or different types of shotguns, right?
Right, yeah. So, I mean, I've been exposed to all kinds of different types. Some of the more common ones, you're talking about break action, kind of like your breech loading, where it's like, or your typical over-unders, where it'll break down, like the barrels will break down so that you can remove the shells, or they'll fly on their own. Your pump action, you know, Mossberg 500s, Remington 870s, and then there's my favorite of all time, the semi-autos, like the Benelli M4.
Oh,
because good lord, I definitely want one of those. But
I need to be in a different tax bracket before I can touch any of that.
God, you're not wrong. I need to sell a few more houses.
Uncommon types, or the niche types. So Automatic. First time I ever saw that was it was the old FPS Russia.
Yes, the AA-12 episode.
That and then Modern Warfare 2. Oh, dude, what else do you want? Automatic, lever action. That's just cool.
Oh my god.
Bolt action. I've never seen that ever, but
a bolt action? I don't
what
think
a vibe.
Have. Although the lever action though. The model 1897, yes. I think they were.
Yeah, dude.
Those were amazing.
In wild. Mind. Wild. Revolver. So I haven't seen like an actual rifle type. I've heard of them. I was thinking more like the revolver, like the the Taurus Judge or the Smith Wesson Governor that are in 410. Yeah.
I've seen the old revolver shotguns, like the actual like full size ones.
Really?
I think they fired what are those like super 20? Small shells? Like 410s.
Yeah, like 410s or 20, like 20s or 410s. Yeah. Probably 410s. Yeah. Those were
small, like super small, but you could throw like 5 or 6 in that revolver. Yeah. I remember seeing one. I can't remember where. It might have been a museum, to be honest with you.
Yeah, or like an old gun show or something. And then do-it-yourself slam fire. Hey, Despot.
Love me some war crimes.
If you have $50 and a Home Depot, you should be fine.
Not wrong. So, oh God, that gets us into the gauges. So shotguns are typically classified by gauge. So each gauge of shotgun will only shoot shells of that same gauge. You will get your outliers where you can throw a freaking 20 gauge.
Like an adapter. Gauge. Well, you have like the adapter barrels or whatever.
Yeah, your spread's going to be terrible in them. But
if you don't have an adapter for one, you're going to wreck everything. But yeah.
As long as it's not a rifle barrel, I don't see it being too big of an issue. It'll cause damage definitely in the long run. But
well, the thing is that you're screwing over your, you know, your barrel pressure too. Like
that's true.
Yeah.
Anyway. You're definitely going to lose a lot off that. But typically, your 12 gauge shotgun will only shoot 12 gauge ammunition. So the shotgun gauge refers to like the diameter of the bore of that shotgun. The gauge is determined by the number of lead balls or shot of the same diameter as the bore that it would take to weigh 1 pound. I mean, we're going to get into some nerdy stuff here, but so example, it'll take 12 lead balls to weigh 1 pound. Then that's a 12 gauge shotgun.
So it's very archaic, but this goes back to cannons, essentially. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like a 18 pounder, 7 pounder, you know, you go downtown, you know, once you hit, I think it's like a 1 pounder beneath that, then you start getting into the actual diameter. And, you know, like you said, how many of this diameter lead ball does it take to weigh 1 pound? I mean, just wild stuff, but it is intrinsic to shotguns, so it's stuck. Yeah. But the typical gauges, I was gonna say the common gauges you're gonna get are 10 gauge, 12 gauge, 16 gauge, 20 gauge, and 28 gauge. So if that explanation we made makes sense, the smaller the number, the larger the bore. So if you're familiar with a 12 gauge shotgun shell, a 10 gauge is even bigger than that, because it takes less of those to equal a pound. Whereas a 28 gauge, it's going to take a lot of those to equal 1 pound. So it's a lot smaller. The only uncommon one that we're really going to touch on is the 410, which is actually equal to the bore. So it's the only exception to the gauge. It's the actual bore diameter of 0.410, which is approximately 67 and a half gauge. So itty bitty, like we talked about earlier, there's Taurus Judge, the Smith Wesson Governor, they're actual revolver handguns that are able to shoot 410, which once again, how fun is that? A shotgun as a handgun, like
that's wild.
How cool is that? Rounds. I love shotguns so much, but
they're so much fun.
They are so much fun. Just what you can bring to bear, right? Just the insane power. But you know, and we'll get into it, but let's get into it now. Just what you can do with a shotgun, because it's not just, you know, birdshot, which is just a bunch of tiny pellets. It's not just buckshot, which are, you know, smaller number of pellets, but, you know, bigger balls. Buckshot, you know, used to take down, you know, bigger game, you know, typically used in self-defense, you know, or, you know, you can go to do like a slug, which is one giant projectile. And think about that. If you don't know how big a 12 gauge is, like, that's one projectile. That's insane. And just, out of a rifled barrel,
Just for reference, 12 gauge is 0.725 inches. And if that means nothing, then this podcast is sponsored by Blackbeard Firestarter. Blackbeard Firestarter has been our first choice in Firestarter since they introduced their Firestarter rope years ago.
Blackbeard offers their Firestarters, their fire plugs, arc lighters, ferro rods, stormproof matches, everything you need to get a fire started.
Their products are made right here in the U.S., wind and waterproof, have an insane burn time. They're basically dummy proof.
And help you out, Blackbeard let us cherry pick from their store everything that we want, everything that we thought you needed to get a fire started, and we call it our Hard Time Strongmen Fire Kit. On top of that, they're also offering a 15% discount on anything in their store when you enter code STRONGMEN at checkout.
We can't recommend Blackbeard enough. They stand behind their products, and so do we.
Be sure to check them out at blackbeardfire.com and on Instagram at blackbeardfire. And as always, stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight. And now a word from our newest sponsor, Granite Rifle Group. Granite Rifle Group is a precision rifle company owned and operated by a USMC veteran. You've probably heard him on our show.
Granite offers turnkey rifle solutions built around your field use, with plug-and-play upgrades available to tailor your rifle for your specific needs. GRG offers simple rifle kits or complete custom builds available to suit every need, from the weekend target shooter or hunter to the long-range precision rifleman.
Granite Rifle Group is all about putting high-quality precision rifles into the hands of Americans to extend the reach of the American rifleman. And when you use the code STRONGMEN at checkout, you'll get 6.9% off your order. Nice.
Nice. Check them out at graniterifelegroup.com or find them on Instagram at granite_rifle_group_LLC. And as always, stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight. A 50 caliber bullet, by definition, is half an inch wide in diameter. So a 12 gauge slug is bigger than that. Is 0.725 inches in diameter. That is massive, people. That is massive. It's almost 3/4 of a freaking inch of lead being rifled out of a barrel.
So if you have to kill a elk or a moose or a refrigerator or the escaped T-Rex down the street, that's for you.
Through the neighbor's house, yeah.
And like, and that's the whole thing with me with talking about the advancements in shotguns, right? So we're not talking about just like, you know, an over under anymore, or, you know, side by side. We're talking about brigade. Like this, you can throw 8 slugs in a freaking Mossberg 500 and just go to town. Bam, 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 bam. Like, I just over and over and over again. What's it called? Is it called the Striker? Which is just the... Mm-hmm. The rotary shotgun with like freaking 10 or 12 or 15. I mean, it's absolutely insane. Well, just think that you could shoot an A12 with a full magazine of just freaking slugs. Like it's outrageous.
That's one of my favorite parts about the A12 too, is it comes with a box magazine, or you could have a drum magazine. So in a box magazine with the A12, 8 rounds. The drum magazine comes in 2 versions, 20 rounds and 32 rounds. 20 to 32 rounds of slugs on full auto in a shotgun that barely has any recoil.
Yeah.
How terrifying. I want one. I want 2 of them.
You know what I want? I want a Genesis Arms. is what I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
AR 10 configurability, AR 10 platform as a shotgun. Get the hell out of here. They even make freaking uppers, dude, with conversion kits. Yeah. So literally you can have your 308 or 6.5 Creedmoor or whatever the hell you want. Right. Pop, pop, don't take the upper off. Throw on a 12 gauge upper from Genesis Arms, throw in a new magazine, and you're shooting slugs. Like
a rifled barrel. Yeah.
Like, it's insanity. But what's really fun about shotguns is that they're do it yourself, essentially. If you keep digging with shotguns, not only are you gonna find cool platforms to shoot them off of, but people are making their own niche exotic rounds, because have to think. So I'm going to skip forward in the show notes a little bit, but a shotgun shell consists of the shell case, mm-hmm. the primer, the propellant, yep. the wad, mm-hmm. Whatever shot you want. And then the shell casing that goes around that. So depending on your motivation, you can fab out whatever the hell you want.
And people have done that.
And people do it all the freaking time.
No.
So, the fan favorite we talked about earlier, Dragon's Breath. Which, to the best of my knowledge, is literally just magnesium.
Yeah.
And hundreds of feet of fire.
Well.
Every shot. I've heard differing reports of 100 to 300 feet of fire.
Football field? I don't think so.
I'm sure people have made their own loads for it. But
I'm sure at best you're looking at maybe 50 feet. 50 to
definitely more than 50 loads. Feet. That's almost nothing.
You gotta think, dude. It's magnesium that's burning. At some point, it's gonna run out of energy. Plus, it's a shotgun. Like, it's not gonna have that level of intensity. I'm pretty sure. I'll look it up, but I'm pretty sure it's not gonna be hundreds of feet. Remember, SPS Russia did 12 gauge Dragon's Breath as well.
I don't remember that. But anyways, back on topic.
Yes.
Anyway, so Dragon's Breath. Yes. Literally just shooting fire out of your shotgun. Flechettes or flechettes. How do you pronounce that?
I just call them Sabos.
Yeah, Sabo, that's the brand that makes them. But they are darts. I think the shotgun round that they're putting out has like 18 or 19 of these things, the little finned projectiles. You have to think launching all of those all at once, and all those are finned, so self-correcting in flight, mm-hmm. stabilizing in flight. And I just want to throw in this article here from, I don't remember where I got this, but work at Hopkins University in the 1950s led to the development of the direct injection antipersonnel chemical biological agent, or DIACBA, where flechettes were grooved, hollow pointed, or otherwise milled to retain a quantity of chemical or biological warfare agent to be delivered through a ballistic wound. What?
Yeah, talk about war crimes.
What?
Are you surprised?
Like, how much fun is that?
I mean, I'm not surprised at all that the United States government developed this.
But isn't that terrifying?
Yeah.
Like, think about it. So imagine that. So screw gassing you. I'm going to throw a nerve agent on the tips of these freaking Sabo shotgun rounds. And then I'm going to launch that from Defilade over a berm. I'm going to hit whoever the hell I'm going to hit. And then you see your buddy like claw his eyes out. Like, that's terrifying. Did I send you the rots from God?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, dude, so
talk about awesome.
The rods from God. First off, name. The rods from God. What a terrifying name for a shotgun shell. Okay. but the concept is originally from the Air Force.
Yeah, it's reminiscent of what I remember from Call of Duty Ghosts, of just tungsten freaking rods dropping from the heavens. But they're tungsten freaking rods coming from a shotgun round.
So the rods from God, 20-foot tungsten slugs that were in orbit, and they would just launch them. No propellant. They just launch it. And the kinetic energy off of those, like, just by, yeah. Right? So that's what the name's reminiscent of. But these, just look at Ross from God, and you'll find the shotgun shell on YouTube. But there's two versions that I found. One of them is literally a slug, a display single, so metal at an angle, and then just a ring of these metal rods backed by another slug. And so you shoot that out. Whatever it hits, it's just a slug. Mm. And then those rods just hyper expand. And I can't imagine. That's just, I want to know what that would do to a torso. Like, that's,
well, you have an idea.
Freaking terrifying.
Because we watched the YouTube video of them test firing these rounds, and oh my,
yeah, but that's into gelatin. I don't want to know what that would do to an actual, like, thoracic cavity. That'd be insanity.
Yeah, like, I mean, not only would you get, like, the impact of the initial slug, the cavitation of the slug, but then you also have the cavitation caused by these rods tumbling their way through a freaking human, like, just by screw your torso, and most likely screw the torso of whoever's, like, around you. Because not only do they just, like, expand and tumble, but they go out.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't think, like, I can, like, explain this
good well luck enough. With that, like, wind they channel.
Go out right around 30 degrees out from center.
They but just, I mean, go, like, all these different angles. And you have to think, so 3, 6, probably 9 rods.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of just the slug that hit you, right? Just nastiness. The other one is probably, it's got to be dozens of these razor thin, just piece of metal just stacked all the way back, and those are encasing 322 blanks. And so whatever this hits, yeah, just look at rods from God, literally whatever this hits, the 22 blanks explode, sending these razor thin, like, bits of metal everywhere. Like, absolutely insanity. Do you that there's the Hesh.
Are those level 4 plates? We need to leave.
It's like, are you in range? Like, it's not the question you need to be asking right now. There's the Hesh / HEP, so high explosive squash head or high explosive plastic / plasticide slugs, literally exploding slugs, explosive rounds. So, two compounds that mix on impact, delay for a little bit, and then explode. Like, out of slugs.
Dude, what the hell?
Yeah. There's the bolo or ball and chain, which are literally just two slugs connected by a chain. They're used for cutting down brush or people in half. Flares.
Yeah.
Talk about flashbangs. I mean, if you dream it, you can make it. So literally, I had this idea. I was like, how much fun would it be, right? So if you could somehow encase magnesium, saying just like some, like, thin, like, plastic or something, right?
I already
and then
see.
Have that attached to a 22 blasting cap. So imagine shooting that, okay? Lobbing that from Deflade. And then wherever you hit explodes into fire. So imagine you're just chilling, don't even see the enemy, and then your buddy spontaneously combusts. And people can make that. People can make that and throw that in a shotgun shell.
Well, just imagine this too, if somebody made a Willie Pete shotgun round.
Yeah.
From Deflade.
Uh-huh.
Airburst. Yeah, that'd be terrifying. But there's also another round that I think is probably one of my favorites that you don't have on here.
Hmm.
Can you guess which one it is? The taser round.
Oh, those are fun. Yeah.
So,
dude,
there's also the beanbag rounds, but
yeah, so just
imagine
cool.
getting hit with this taser round. So initially you get the initial impact of this entire round, but then you get the two prongs stuck in you. And as soon as it hits you, it activates the taser. So you're
it's on a battery.
Blunt force, and you get
it's on a taser. Battery. Like,
dude.
Terrible.
Hilarious. Terrible. I want to see somebody get shot with one. I really do.
And they imagine just like it's just constantly working. Like, screw that, dude. Oh, it's terrible.
Right in the balls, too. That'd be great.
Screw that. Ugh. But you know what? You talked about Ukraine. Mm-hmm. I'm betting if they're not already hyper prevalent, it's gonna be.
Yeah.
Because birdshot
warfare.
So, but birdshot, or literally just chains, like small chains, like make a spider web for the drones.
Yeah.
Guaranteed, we're gonna start seeing that because they're using the hell out of drones in Ukraine.
Well, from what
so I've they've got to be killing that somehow.
They're starting to use vehicle mounted, but also man portable jamming devices for these drones. So once they get in range, they flip these things on, and what you see is what you get. Like, they just crash. Yeah. Sometimes they explode, sometimes they don't. But
you can't count on that for all your dudes.
No. However, I mean, dude, I've also seen
one of my.
The Russians have been fielding those, and I've seen that the Ukrainians are getting around that by flying a drone at range and then calling in artillery on whatever has that jammer on it.
Yeah, but also that's human error, right? So yeah, you have the vehicle mounted ones, but if you're just trusting your dudes to have the jammer on, I walked a whole day. I walked a whole freaking patrol in Afghanistan. Got back to base. I didn't have the freaking thing on.
Yeah,
I didn't have my Goldie on the whole time. Like, the battery shorted out. I left, I'm like, yep, good to go. Came back, nope, dead.
Yeah, I think like
I spent the whole day thinking I was fine.
I think 2 weeks later, I was out on patrol, and we were using those same Goldies, and I don't think they worked.
Yeah. No, so, I mean, my whole thing is, like, technology, yes, great. I'd give my dudes a 12-gauge. With birdshot, honestly.
Oh yeah,
honestly,
teach, that's why. Teach them how to lead. Yeah, teach them how to lead their shots. It's not hard.
It's like, hey, this is spicy clay shooting. Like, mm-hmm.
Exactly. Take them clay shooting. That's the best way I can think of to teach someone.
If you're not good at this, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Any other cool shotgun rounds you found? Though I've seen, I don't even know what it's called, but you see the one where it just like hyper expands. It's like the five or six just rods like that just open up.
Yeah,
like hexagonal, I think.
What it's called. I know they made something similar for pistol rounds. I think they were called like rip rounds or something.
Yeah, something like that. But I mean, there's so many, man. I mean, I've seen shotgun shells, like do-it-yourself ones, where they have like a slug and then buckshot and then slug, where they just stack it. And it's just like, screw you, whatever I hit.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many things you can do. Like, and like you said, just white phosphorus, like literally just put it in a membrane and then whatever it hits pops open. Like, dude, I don't even know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that being said, favorite shotgun and why?
Okay. It's hard for me to pick just one because I have three favorite types. Like, I love fully auto, I love semi-auto, and I love pump, because pump, you can do slam firing. And there's nothing more terrifying than someone coming through a door, dropping into a trench, and going slam fire down the entire length of that trench. So, in order, though, of my favorites, I would say, first and foremost, the Benelli M4. That thing is so versatile. It's semi-auto. It's super accurate. They use those things in competition for clay shooting.
Yeah.
They're awesome. Second would be the AA-12, obviously. I mean, who doesn't picture Terry Crews walking down the hall in the Expendables just going to town with his AA-12? It is hilarious to see. Not to mention that, but FPS Russia shooting that AA-12 one-handed.
Mm.
And being accurate with it. That is crazy on full auto. Just, it made me want one so bad. Very close third is the Remington 870. Because who doesn't love a pump action?
Oh, absolutely.
So what are yours?
I have to say just the Mossberg 500.
It's so versatile, you know?
It's got to be the most popular shotgun currently.
Yeah, probably.
Like, it's just it's the quintessential shotgun. So easy. Yeah, I mean you've pulled them apart in like 30 seconds. Like, it's super easy.
They're so simple.
And, you know, it's just, like you said, so versatile. I mean, it's just, it's the, I don't know. It just feels good in the hand. Honestly, the Mossberg 590 Shockwave.
Oh, the baby. Yeah.
That thing has my heart. Like, literally, just the dovetail grip, like 14 inches. And at first, I thought it was stupid. I thought it was like a gimmick. Until I saw a guy cheek it. Guy made a strap that goes on it, and he uses his thumb to index.
Jesus.
And he's shooting at range.
No.
Yes.
Oh my God.
1,000%. He is shooting at range, no sweat, with that little thing. I looked at that, and I'm like, there's no way. I saw other people doing it. I'm like, oh, okay, there's a use for this. So I'm thinking, so whatever you could use a shotgun for, it's literally a Mossberg 500, but cut down to nothing.
Yep, cut down the size.
A sawed off freaking barrel, and then no stock. I'm like, okay, so literally in and around vehicles, in a bag, wherever, there's no limit, because it's not bigger than my torso, dude. Like, I granted, it's a little bit longer than my torso. Like, I can put that thing anywhere. And then to be able to do it anywhere and then go up and shoot at range, like, that's insanity to me. Insanity. So
I'm with you there. I used to think the 590 was just a gimmick, you know. But situationally, it could just be amazing. Like, in the house, vehicle, just close quarters in general. Like, that thing could probably hold it down to get you out of a situation.
Well, yeah. So for me, it's just like, it's a skill issue. So if you train with it enough to where you can, you know, index it reliably, dude, why the hell not? All day.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely all day I would use that.
Right.
That, the Kel-Tec ASG. Once again, I used to think that's a gimmick, but that is so freaking cool. So my wife's a lefty, and no one took care of her when she was a kid. So, like, the only shotguns that she likes are break actions, because they don't, you know, get shot through her face whenever she reloads. Right. I'm like, just no one took care of you. Like, that's their fault. But once again, the advancements of shotguns. So literally a full size shotgun that you can grab the end of the barrel. It's so small. It's a bolt pup shotgun with dual tubes. So once again, the versatility. So if I want to put slice on one side and buck on the other, or buck on one side and the giants, I mean, whatever. I have that use. I saw someone put in the mini slugs. Have you seen those? Or the mini shells, rather? Yeah, 12 gauge mini slugs fit, what, like 14 shells in there.
Or two?
I don't know if it was per, I don't remember how much, but it's an insane amount of shells, almost doubled it. But yeah, so dual tubes, be able to flick and to have a completely different, you know, mission set is outstanding. You know, plus the ergonomics of the pistol grip and everything. I just think they're really slick shotguns. And then the Genesis arms, either the standalone or the upper Like, I think the upper would be just insane. So imagine going hunting if you have like 308 or a 6.5 Creedmoor AR-10, and then throwing in a 12 gauge upper receiver in your back or in your pack. Like, that's just dumb. And you have the full functionality, blah, 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 and yeah. So freaking cool. But yeah, man, I mean, overall, I just don't think that shotguns get the love that they need, that they deserve. You know what I
Well,
mean?
it's because it, if you really want to like get down to the nitty gritty, it's because they're limited by range. I mean, granted, slugs extend their range. Oh my God.
But what gets me is just the versatility. You know, being able to, so depending on, the range and the load, like you said, being able to have all these different kinds of shells that you can bring to bear. And
Yes.
just it's insane to me. And just the grace of it, right? So, once again, it's a scatter shot. You don't
Yeah.
have to hit ex you don't have to shoot exactly where the target is. You're able to at least, small things like drones, right? So being able to take those out. So imagine trying to take out a drone with a AR-15. Like, good luck. I mean, if it's moving, but it's a completely different mission set. But then being able to shoot slugs or shot or flares or literally just fire, it they're so freaking cool. And honestly, I think just for the average dude, I think it's better by and large. Obviously, I think everybody needs a pistol and a rifle. Rifle being a an AR platform. That's a given. Just for where we live and what we're aiming to do. But if you don't have a shotgun, I feel like you're doing a huge disservice to yourself because it's largely prevalent here in the States. And it's a force multiplier. Being able to, pick and choose and scavenge this kind of stuff, being able to make your own, shells, essentially, to whatever you need to do, it's awesome. Plus, if you think about it, right? So think about that 590 Shockwave, okay? Think about that if you load that up with exploding rounds or with flares. Or with, if you found a compound where you can make smoke. Okay. So how many guys can get a hold of a grenade launcher? How many guys can get a hold of a shotgun? You know what I mean? A lot of the stuff I think is a skill issue. I think it's just, creativity issue. And I may
Yeah,
be
true.
overstepping, I may be hyperbolizing, but I feel like it's just I feel like it's largely underutilized.
So I kind of just did a deep dive, and you remember I mentioned the Expendables and Terry Crews with his freaking AA-12. So he pulls out this round. What the hell did he call it? Anyway, it was a high explosive shotgun round that has fins for stabilization.
Right.
And he called it something, and I'm just like, oh, that's hilarious. And then I followed these links through the AA-12, and sure as hell, it's called a Frag 12.
Nice.
It is a
Okay.
specialized 12 gauge shotgun shells which contains a small amount of high explosive to breach immediate barriers, defeat light armored vehicles, and disrupt IEDs, or put a massive hole in someone's chest.
That makes me very happy.
I want 16 boxes of those.
I also went ahead and looked into actual max range of slugs, and I'm seeing between 50 and 200. I'm on the Hornady site right now for their 12 gauge SST, and they're saying sub 2-inch groups at 100 yards. So, not super long, but it's a 12 gauge slug.
Yeah.
And I don't know. So that's another thing. So I don't know what all people are testing. Are we testing just slugs? Are we testing sabos? Are we, like, what are we looking at here?
Well, there's a reason why the Abrams is able to fire sabos at extreme ranges. I have got to think that a sabo round coming out of a shotgun is still going to be insanely accurate at long range.
We got to think what kind of sabos, right? Because the sabos I was looking at were a bunch of little ones, you know, made a little hex pattern.
That's true.
Off you go. Not one big sabo. So that's what I really love about shotgun sets, that there's room for growth. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's just so much that you can do with it. But
yeah. And they're coming out with technological advances every day. I mean, like I said in the beginning, we started out with, like, essentially flintlock shotguns with blunderbuss. I mean, there was semi-auto, there was lever action, there was breech load, there was freaking semi-auto, fully auto. The sky is the limit. I mean, if you can put self-correcting 155 rounds into a howitzer where you can fire, you can aim like, what, 50 some miles off in the wrong direction, and that round will self-correct mid-flight and land within, like, I think it was 5 meters of the intended target. I gotta think that we're gonna see some crazy technological advances in shotguns and shotgun rounds in the next 10, 15 years.
Well, especially with war in Ukraine. Okay.
Right.
Impending war in US, calling it.
You're not wrong.
You know, war always brings technological advancement. Okay, so we're seeing a lot more drones, right? So we're gonna see a lot more anti-drone stuff coming out. And that's gotta be what we're already building off of, which is the shotguns. That's already what they're for, essentially. Strip all the other crap away, okay? But outside of, like, the anti-drone stuff, you remember the video I sent you with the guy at the conference with the drone that fit in the palm of his hand?
Yes.
How much smaller can we make these things? If we, you know, if we don't, like, if we limit the sophistication, how small could we really make a drone? Could we make a drone that could fit in a shotgun shell, a 12-gauge shotgun shell or a 10-gauge shotgun shell, shoot it, and then it act as a loitering munition? Is that really all that far out there? Could we make a round that you could adjust like a Carl Gustav, tick, and then have a delayed airburst? For Willy Pete or for, you know, high explosive or whatever. I mean, what's our ceiling here? There's so many things you can do.
Yeah, I would say there's no ceiling whatsoever. As much as the AR platform has not changed in the last hell, I would say probably since the late 80s, early 90s, it's relatively the same thing. Granted, the only real big difference we've seen since then is just the adjustable gas blocks, the impingement system. Like, that's relatively it as far as the basic goes. Like, at some point, we will hit the technological innovation, like, ceiling on the shotgun. Bro, I don't see it happening anytime soon.
But the thing is, it's like the heart of it, like the idea of it, has been the same since the 17th century.
Mm-hmm.
More owie at one time, go. And
yeah.
And that, like, how much crap can we slam in here and shoot it out? Like, that's all a shotgun is. And right. Already, you know, we've seen so much as technology advances. Just, yeah. Crazy stuff, man.
I mean, with those, the closer you are, the worst day you're going to have.
Exactly. Exactly.
Kyle Rittenhouse should use a shotgun.
You know, with with how, you know, with how the focus has always been on rifles, right? Since we started saying, oh crap, I can shoot guys from farther away. So what would happen if we started focusing on shotguns more? Okay, so the farthest out we can, you know, I can find on the internet right now is 200 yards for a shell or a slug, right? Mm-hmm. But what if guys started experimenting with sabos or just, you know, lobbing it, trying to shoot from deathly? Like, how far can I actually push this thing? You know, it's, I feel like there's a lot that we haven't tried because it's not the focus.
I
think you could absolutely decimate with a shotgun.
So I remember seeing the meme, and to be honest with you, it still makes me wonder, why can't you fire 50 BMG from a shotgun?
It's got to be the pressure, the barrel pressure.
I would say that's the next step.
I love the states. BMG. As I typed in, can you fire 0.50, and then it completed for me, BMG and a 12-gauge shotgun.
Google's listening. Here we are.
And the first YouTube video says, if God didn't want you to shoot a 50 BMG of a shotgun, he wouldn't have made them the same diameter. I love this country so much.
Yes. That's the meme I was talking about. If it's not friend, then why friend-shaped?
But do you have anything else?
No, man. No, we covered quite a lot.
No. Boomstick good.
Yep. Remember, folks, your tyrannical politicians have names and have addresses. And the war crime stick is willing to visit them. Guys, we are the Hard Time Strongmen podcast, training up a better class of men. Stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight.
Check out our Discord, where we talk about all of the topics that we talk about in our conversations, but in deep dive format. We have a lot of members on there of varying skill sets, of varying proficiencies, all talking about all these topics, sharing their experiences. So join today and help us expand our knowledge base.
And check out our Patreon. Our Patreon, outside of just backing up all of our episodes for when we eventually get canceled, our patrons get access to our exclusive episodes, our pre-shows, our post-shows, our little tidbits here and there that we aren't really supposed to talk about. We're also opening up all of these exclusive episodes for people to individually purchase, so you don't have to get tied into a tier in order to get all that content. You can dip your toes in a little bit, decide you like it, then come and join us on that. We're having exclusive conversations, and along with the Discord, we are just building that community, building that skill set, that mastery, these proficiencies. And this, outside of our sponsor, is what's keeping the lights on and keeping all of this information, all these classes rolling for you guys. So make sure to check out our Patreon. And one last thing, guys, the world is better with you in it. If you're feeling suicidal or if you're in crisis, dial 988 or reach out at 988lifeline.org to get help. Someone's always on the line. So if you need a lifeline, remember 988. Stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight.